We have all these people saying, it's the Jews, it's the Jews, it's the no good dirty Jews. Those Jews were there in the 9/11 and they danced on top of those cars. Why, of course they were. They were serving the Pope. The Mossad serves the Pope. The Mossad is a branch of the Central Intelligence Agency. The Latin Kingdom of Jerusalem, which we call Israel, which the Lord's Jewish people, Jewish, Hebrew, Israelites, people have a right to their land. But that Latin Kingdom of Jerusalem is ruled by the Pope's Masonic Jewish labor Zionists. And what they do, all the Jews in general are blamed for, and that is a sin and a crime, and it will drive us to persecute the Jews in this country if we make the same mistake Germany made. Now listen to this quote. This is Louis S. Bauman, Bible-believing, born-again, Christ-loving Jew in 1939. And he was American Baptist preacher. And this is what he wrote. At the time of Jacob's trouble, an answer to the question of a little Jewish girl, what makes folks hate us so? Quote, the truth is the Roman Catholic Papa is the real internationalist. And every Roman Catholic who places the Holy See first in his allegiance is himself an internationalist. It is the Roman Catholic Jesuit and not the Jew who dreams most of a super state with his own most worshipful master at the helm, unquote. Friends, brethren, it's the Pope who's the great internationalist. He is the worshipful master of which every Masonic lodge is patterned after. He sits in the east, right exactly where the Pope, the final Pope, will sit. In Babylon, rebuilt on the Euphrates River, for which reason the Jesuits are using the American military to have a war of annihilation against the Muslim Shiite Iraqis. One of the ends being, the most important end being, the rebuilding of the huge commercial and occult city of Babylon on the Euphrates River. Yes, it's the Roman Pope that's the real internationalist, and not the Jew. They are the ones. And Roman Catholicism means universalism. He's a Roman universalist. My Roman Catholic friend, is your first political allegiance to the Pope? Because if it is, you're a traitor! I tell you this, if the Baptist Church, if one of their tenets of faith was allegiance to Jerry Falwell or some great Baptist preacher, I would renounce it as sin and never be a part of it. Better to be a nationalist than an atheist, than a Roman Catholic or a Muslim or an apostate Protestant and an internationalist. Nationalism is established by God. We're to have our own race, our own language, our own culture with geographic borders for every people. That is nationalism. The papacy hates nationalism and loves internationalism. It loves diversity. So we can mix it all up and nobody knows anything. We have no common history so that the Jesuits can conquer us. That's what's being done here. Another quote. Let's learn some more about this man called the Pope. That every Protestant minister should be telling you, but they're not, because they're a bunch of apostates. We read St. Thomas Aquinas, who is Rome's so-called angelic doctor, in his Summa Theologica in 1272, this is what he wrote about the Pope. The Pope, by divine right, hath spiritual and temporal power as supreme king of the world. My fellow Americans, do you think the Pope's the king of the world? Do you think that king of the world has the right to run your government? He's doing it. Do you think he has the right to determine our economic policies? He's doing it with his Federal Reserve Bank. Do you think he has the right to determine our rights as to what rights we should enjoy and what we shouldn't? He's doing it. With five Roman Catholics on the Supreme Court, and a Jew who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and an apostate Protestant who you might as well call a Roman Catholic. That Supreme Court's doing what Rome tells it to do by way of the Archbishop of Washington, D.C., advised by the Jesuits at Georgetown University. That is American government, and that's what we ought to be taught in college when we learn about American government 101. Because Washington is nothing but a daughter of Rome. just like London, just like Paris, just like Moscow, just like Mecca. They're all daughters of Rome. Here's another quote with regard to the Pope. Lucius Ferraris wrote in his Bibliotheca Prompta, 1763, which has been adopted as a standard of Roman Catholic law as follows. And here's what he wrote. Quote, on account of the excellence of his supreme dignity, he is called Bishop of Bishops, Ordinary of Ordinaries, Universal Bishop of the Church, Bishop or Diocesan of the World. Yeah, Bishop of the World. Divine Monarch. Divine Monarch. Do you understand, people, why he wears white? When you see him, he's wearing white. Because you see, that's the color of God. Jesus Christ is clothed with white, if you read in Revelation 1. He's got a golden girdle. He is masquerading as God manifest in the flesh. That's why when Condoleezza Rice and George Bush and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, when they went all to see the Pope, they dressed in black. The good little altar boys and altar girls of the Pope, so they could bend down and kiss his ring, just like Jeb Bush did that fourth degree night of Columbus. Kiss his ring and give their allegiance to him. And oh, just like George Bush did in the tomb, in the crypt, when he was brought into Skull and Bones, when he kissed the slippered toe of the Pope. We don't have any elections. Barack Obama, that mulatto, is just as much controlled by the Vatican as that white fascist John McCain. You have no choice. And Hillary Clinton, the same. If she should happen to be the Democratic candidate. They're all CFR controlled or members of it, and they are completely at the feet of the Archbishop of New York, Edward Cardinal Egan, whose massa is the Pope Benedict XVI. And by the way, the Pope's going to be at St. Patrick's Cathedral, I think, on this coming Sunday. So if any of you people want a real theatrical performance, you need to go see it. And if you've never been in St. Patrick's Cathedral, it's a palace. It's unbelievable. And St. Patrick's Cathedral is called the political powerhouse of the United States. It is called the powerhouse. Nothing goes down in New York City. That Jew, that Masonic Jew, Michael Bloomberg, he doesn't get to be governor or mayor of New York City unless Cardinal Egan says so. Unless that Jesuit Joseph A. O'Hare, who helped him to get to that office, says so. Those are token Jews working for the Pope. Betraying their own people. Let's read another one. This priest, this is a quote from a priest, David S. Phelan, in 1913. Quote, why, if the government of the United States were at war with the church, we would say tomorrow, to hell with the government of the United States. And that's every Roman Catholic priest, folks. To hell with the government of the United States. And if the church and all the governments of the world were at war, we would say, to hell with all the governments of the world. Yeah. Why is it the Pope has such tremendous power? Why, the Pope is the ruler of the world. All the emperors, all the kings, all the princes, all the presidents of the world are as these altar boys of mine. Unquote. That's right. This priest said that George Bush is an altar boy of the Pope. And obviously we see that when Bush and family went to the funeral of John Paul II, there he is on his knees before the dead body of that man of sin, paying homage to him. He's just an altar boy. Now, this is the doctrine of Rome, folks. This is not what any Protestant is saying. This is not what any Baptist is saying. And, of course, this isn't what I'm saying. These are the doctrines of the priests, of canon law. So you Roman Catholics, do you really believe this? If you do, this is not the country for you. You are living under the blessing of a Protestant constitution, including the right to own and bear arms. Every Roman Catholic that is owning a gun can attribute that right to some Protestant or Baptist that gave that right to you.